Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. Thanks for joining me for another edition of Fine Points, and welcome back. Yesterday was another glorious day that the Lord made for us to come out and fellowship together, and I was so glad to see so many members and friends in attendance. We concluded Study 1, an unusual arrangement of our BTU study of lifestyle priorities. Study 2, Culture and Worldliness, will begin the third Sunday in May. I hope everyone will come and invite someone to join us. Mother's Day will be this Sunday, so everyone who is still blessed to have a living mother, don't forget to do something special and tell her how much she means to you. I am asking all women not to wait to be asked to do something, but go to Sister Mary Rory and ask her, what can you do for Women's Day, which is quickly coming up this fourth Sunday? I am encouraged as I see and hear of more and more members updating their online profile. If you still haven't updated yours, try to get it done this week. Contact me or Sister Lillian Collins, Willie Jordan, or Valinda Jordan if you need assistance. Our annual meeting will be Saturday, May 19th at 2 o'clock p.m. So mark your calendar and note the change in the time. We were able to insulate the well and begin repairs to the ramp to the fellowship hall Saturday at our men's breakfast. Our next breakfast will be held in the fellowship hall on the first Saturday in June at 8:30 a.m. All men are welcome and encouraged to attend. I will be in revival at Friendship Missionary Baptist Church in Monroe beginning Monday, May 21st through Thursday, May 24th. I am asking the church to come out on Thursday on the final night of the revival, but you are welcome to come any or all other nights as well. Please take time to go by and look at some of the information that is presented at our health table and bulletin board. This information is designed to help us all better manage our health. A workshop is tentatively scheduled for Saturday, June 2nd, which I believe will be very good for everyone in the church. I will keep you informed as these plans become finalized. And now, a few final thoughts from yesterday's message, Pennies from Heaven. Jesus often used similes and parables to communicate hidden truth about the kingdom of heaven. It was his preferred method of teaching. He would often say, "The kingdom of heaven is like this or that." Yesterday's message noted the following observations. There is a need for workers in the vineyard of the Lord, which is lost and fallen humanity. God extends an offer to work in this vineyard to everyone with a promise to compensate us fairly for the work we shall do. In order to get paid, we must work faithfully until the night or evening comes, which means we are no longer able to work. Finally, and most importantly, God will compensate us over and above what we deserve or expect. In the parable, all the laborers are awarded a penny, a full day's wage, regardless when they started. A penny from heaven is more valuable than all the millions and billions the world has to offer. This is why we should be willing to forsake all the treasure of the world for just one penny from heaven. And no matter what hour of the day we begin working, If we work until the close of the day, we will all receive a penny, which represents the eternal blessings of God. The important thing is that we begin and work until the sun of our life goes down. I hope you will take time to listen to the sermon again, consider these things, and leave a comment on my blog. Well, that's all for now. Have a good week, and I hope to see you Sunday, if not before, if the Lord so wills. So until then, blessings and peace.